All right, everyone. We are in the studio with Greg Hicks and Laura Bernier of the Queen Swing Dance Club. Welcome to CFRC and our club takeover today.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Amazing to have you both here and so excited to hear more about the Queen Swing Dance Club. I've always been intrigued by swing dancing. I'm so excited to hear more about your club's activities. So, yeah, let's dive right in. Tell us about the club. Let's hear from you first, Laura.
Okay, so Queen Swing Dance Club is a social club. I believe it's been around since 1999. We're coming up on 26 now, I think, our 26th anniversary, but which is very exciting. And it's about sort of swing dance, which is sort of music from the big band era from the 30s and 40s. And every week we gather and we have a few lessons and we dance the music and we learn about sort of the culture and stuff surrounding that.
Amazing. What else do you have to add there, Greg?
That's the gist of it. I really want to emphasize the fact that we mostly do jazz-based swing dancing. The term swing dancing is kind of like imprecise. I guess there's a lot of things that people call swing dancing. We specifically do a few variations, including dances like the Lindy Hop, Charleston, and Balboa, plus some other stuff that gets mixed in there. But there's other dances like West Coast swing that we dabble in that aren't necessarily based in jazz, that are their own things.
All right, and tell us about your respective roles in the club and how you both got involved. Greg, let's start with you.
So I started dancing with the club back in 2013 when I was taking my first crack at grad school. And I've just kind of stuck around since then. After a few years, I started teaching classes, and we have a pretty varied teaching team, but I guess like nominally I'm the main instructor, but by no means am I the only person who teaches classes.
And how did you get involved, and also why?
I just had a lot of friends who were already doing it just by sheer coincidence. And I'd come back to Queens. I had returned to Queens for grad school after my undergraduate. And I told myself, if I'm going to stick around and kind of stay in this comfort zone, I have to at least pick up a couple things that are new and scary for me. And I'd never done literally any kind of dancing before in my life. So I figured that was a good choice.
Wow, so you went from no dance experience to now being an instructor.
Yeah, it's not as impressive as it sounds. There's not a lot of like there's no licensing to be a swing dance instructor. It's really just I started doing it and no one told me I couldn't.
Well, that's great. Fantastic. Laura, over to you. Let's hear your story.
Yeah, so I currently am on the exec as a swing rep, which is basically sort of a communication between the exec and the general student population. Obviously, because we're dancing together, there's a lot of like close contact, a lot of like interaction. And if something that happens at a social event makes someone feel uncomfortable or just generally violates their code of conduct, they can come to me and I can bring it to the exec and we can sort of figure out what to do from there. How I got involved in swing dance was in my first year of university. I wanted something social to do, but something that also involved exercise, but I didn't really like going to the gym. So I decided swing dance sounded like a lot of fun. And they had like a first free beginner class. And I went along by myself and I sort of they got me from there and I haven't looked back since.
This sounds like a lot of fun. And was swing dancing for both of you something that you'd always been sort of interested in before? Did you find whenever you've seen it, whether on stage at a play or a musical or maybe on the film screen somewhere, is like, wow, that looks really cool. What was it that attracted you to swing dance specifically as opposed to maybe other dance? Greg?
I already liked jazz. I played very briefly in a jazz ensemble in high school. I wanted to learn how to dance, but the other types of dance that were available to me, the styles of music didn't really appeal to me, whereas I already liked jazz. I never actually had seen it in any context. I kind of missed the window by just a little bit of when there was sort of a brief resurgence in interest in it in popular culture. So yeah, just it was jazz. I wanted to do stuff to jazz.
Awesome. Laura.
Well, when like growing up, I was really into the old movies from like the 30s and 40s and 50s, like the big movie musicals. So like I when I learned heard the kind of music they were dancing to at swing dance, I was like, oh, I'm kind of familiar with like the style, and I kind of like the vintage vibes there. So that's what sort of attracted me, was sort of ooh, vintage things.
And speaking of vintages, we've got some lovely tracks that your club has picked for us today. I wonder if you can tell us about our first couple of selections. We've got a couple of songs here. One is by an artist named Cy Olivier, and the song is called Yes Indeed. And then we've got Gimme a Pigfoot and Ain't Misbehaving. Gimme a Pigfoot by Laverne Baker and Ain't Misbehavin' by Fats Waller. Tell us about these songs, Greg.
Sure. So I think Yes Indeed's a pretty part of why we wanted to put this first is this is one of my favorite songs to use for warm-ups at the start of a class. From a dancing perspective, it's got a nice like a very nice gradual build-up, so you're not like terrifying people right out of the gate. But it has a great build and some really great like changes in like movements and phrasing. And it's just like a warm, like nice song. I feel like it works really well for sort of when people are adolescent for the first time and feeling kind of anxious. I feel like it works really well for sort of bringing people into the moment and the space and feeling more comfortable.
Amazing. And now, yeah, let's hear about Give Me a Pigfoot by Laverne Baker.
I picked it because I mean, it's another common one that we play both at the social dance and at lessons. I kind of like it has a nice little big brassy tone to it. And it's from like this 1958 album, and it's sort of a cover of like lots of classic big band things, but also this song was performed by another blues singer called Bessie Smith, and it sort of shows how the musical traditions of swing aren't like just like this one era, but it's sort of a build up throughout time, I guess, as well.
All right, all right. And who wants to take on discussing Fats Waller's Ain't Misbehavin'?
I mean, I'll talk about Fats Waller. Really, we could have picked just about any Fats Waller track. They all rule. Fats Waller was like a really iconic and unfortunately iconic jazz pianist and vocalist, and unfortunately didn't live especially long. And I highly recommend looking up like any of his film appearances, like beyond just being like just a really like entertaining performer and having some great songs. He's also just like a master of like stage presence and charisma, all while sitting down the entire time.
Amazing. All right. So we'll be back in just a few minutes. We're going to listen to Yes Indeed, Give Me a Pigfoot and Ain't Misbehavin' right now on the Club Takeover by the Queens Swing Club. So thanks for joining us. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Shout, yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. When it hits you, you'll holler. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Here it comes out. Yeah. If it's in you, yes, indeed. Yes, yes. Makes you shout. Yeah. Jacket sends you, yes, indeed. When the jive starts jumping, yeah, you shout.
Why don't you shout?
Let me in there.
Let him in there.
Well, all right.
Well,
then.
All right. Then.
When it hits you, you'll holler, yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
Check all your races and your guns. We're gonna be resting when the wagon to talk with all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you, for you, for you, for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's you that I'm thinking of. Hey, misbehaving, saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. I don't stay out late, no place to go. I'm home about eight, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you.
Welcome back, folks. So we just heard a bunch of great music from Fats Waller called Ain't Misbehavin'. We also heard Gimme a Pigfoot by Laverne Baker and Yes Indeed by Cy Olivier, chosen by club members. And we are back with the Queen's Swing Dance Club. And we heard from our folks that are with us in the studio today so far about their involvement with the club, from Greg and Laura. We're going to chat with them right now about the club's activities. So, Laura, starting with you, can you give us a description of what your club does on the day-to-day? You meet several times a week, if I remember from your earlier comments.
Yeah, so usually we have classes every Monday from like 7 to 8, and it's always a beginner class. Like, you don't have, it's not a culminative thing, you don't have to come to one lesson, and then if you miss one, you're in trouble. It's always the beginning. We always go for the basic steps. And then afterwards, we have like a social dance that gives everyone the opportunity to try out moves that they learned in the lesson or previous lessons, instead of practicing in a sort of a social setting instead of just a lesson. But then also on Wednesdays, we have a little more specialized lessons, because usually Monday, we focus on one kind of dance called the Lindy Hop. So Wednesdays gives the opportunity to explore other types of swing dance as well.
Amazing. Anything else to add to that, Greg?
I just want to really double down on the part where I want to like be as emphatic as I can that it is always on the Mondays, it is always a beginner lesson. You do not need to have any prior dance experience. When I tell people they should come, they will say, "Oh, but I can't dance." And I will respond, "Well, good news, there's a lesson. We want you there. I don't care if you've never danced before. I don't care if you're horribly uncoordinated. I was, and now I'm teaching the classes." So there's nothing stopping you.
And now let's hear about the actual space that that you're practicing in. Greg, can we start with you?
Yeah, this has been a bit of a moving target for us. So for the longest time, most of our events we ran in the JDUC, the John Deutsch University Center, often in Wallace or McLaughlin Hall, which are lovely spaces, really kind of fit the vibe, nice hardwood floors. Unfortunately, the JDUC has been under renovations for a while now. So about since 2022, when we resumed operations, as after pandemic restrictions eased up, we've mostly been partnering with the Spire United Church, who've been really great about like finding us spaces to rent and making things possible. So that's just a few blocks up from campus. And you can't miss it. There's a big old spire above it. Our specialty lessons on the Wednesdays is in the Rideau building on campus. Again, all very walkable from campus. And we are really hoping to get back on campus when the JDUC opens up again.
And now, tell us about the members that are coming out, and are there a lot of people? Laura, who's coming out to these events?
Oh my gosh, like there's such a wide range of people who come because it's not, even though it's like the Queen Swing Dance Club, we also allow community members to come in. So we have a great range. Like we have like first years just coming to Kingston and Queens. And then we have like community members from just the Kingston area, but also we have a good portion of grad students as well. So I don't think it's not like for one specific group of people. I like it because I get to meet so many different sorts of people when I go to the lessons, and then I can learn from their life experiences, but also just swing dance experience as well.
And now, so tell us about some of the projects that the group is working on overall. So you have your weekly dance lessons that are on Mondays, and then a little bit higher level stuff happening on Wednesdays. But does this culminate in like a big dance-a-thon or a big performance maybe or something?
So we don't really focus a whole lot on performances or choreography. We used to do it a bit more. We've kind of trailed away from that just based on what the community's interests are. Usually what we work towards near the end of the year is we'll have well, we're gonna have our big end of the school year dance on March 29th with some events the evening before. We also are try I'm it, more generally I'm trying to work towards us bringing in more professional instructors from out of town so we can give people more opportunities to learn more stuff and expand their skill set. I feel pretty decent about my instruction, but I am but one man with a very limited skill set. Yeah, and I think we'll talk more about that big event after the next bunch of songs. I think that's what we're gonna do.
So yeah, let's dive into some more music here. We've got selections by Lionel Hampton, something called Lavender Coffin, Count Basie with Jumpin' at the Woodside, and Slim and Slam with Buck Dance Rhythm. Laura, can we start with you to chat about some of this music?
Yeah, for sure. So the reason why we chose sort of those ones is that they're another aspect of the swing dance community. So with Lavender Coffin, we usually do a thing called a jam circle, and it's basically when all the sort of group members in this at the social dance, they all get together, and we in a circle, and then people can sort of group up and then get in the middle and do some fun little dance moves. Like I don't know, maybe like a couple fun little steps and dance moves, and then another group comes in, and it's sort of a fun little thing where everyone shows off their abilities in different ways.
Oh, how fun. And now Jumping at the Woodside by Count Basie. Greg.
Yeah, this is just a good. I think this was a nice illustration of kind of the range of tempos that we use. Jump in the Woodside is a pretty like classic sort of foundational song in the overall development of the music used for swing dancing. Like I said, one of the main dance styles we do is called Lindy Hop. That's sort of a, and that sort of lives in the sort of 80 to 120 BPM pocket. But we do stuff to faster music, and that includes dances like Balboa, which is pretty niche but very cool, and the Charleston, which I suspect people have maybe heard of but maybe didn't necessarily associate directly with swing dancing.
Right. And now we've got one more track in the set as well, Buck Dance Rhythm by Slim and Slam. Laura.
See, there's sort of a similar thing. It's a lot faster paced than most than some of the songs we dance to. Again, sort of Balboa, Charleston kind of thing. And I'm not very good at either of them, but it's really fun to watch people who are, because it's a lot of like energy, and it's very exciting to watch these people go very, very fast. And I'm just sort of in awe whenever I see any of the members who are quite good at it do it.
Amazing. All right. So we're going to listen to some tracks now called Lavender Coffin, Jumping at the Woodside, and Buck Dance Rhythm right here on the CFRC Club Takeover with the Queens Swing Dance Club. We'll be back in just a moment.
And the horses,
yes, 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 yes.
From Saratoga to Timbuktu.
Yes, Timbuktu.
And now that I'm running my last mile, honey,
what's going on? What's going on?
Please make my wish come true.
Ah!
All I want is lavender coffin, white gardenias all around, swing bands playing the funeral march as they roll me into the hole. All I want is 11 sweet maidens. They're all singing that you got to be hip. Singing around my lavender coffin, swinging in the funeral step.
St. Peter,
I'm a coming.
St. Peter,
yes, I'm a coming today.
St. Peter,
yeah, I'm a coming. So open all the gates on my judgment day. Hear those angels solemnly sing it, and Gabriel blowing the funeral sound.
Yeehaw!
That's all I want is my lavender coffin when they lower me into the holy ground.
St. Peter!
Well, I'm a coming!
St. Peter!
Woo! I'm a coming!
St. Peter!
Hey, Peter, I ain't been bad. So open the gates on my judgment.
Thank you. dance rhythm, buck dance rhythm, buck dance rhythm. Let them feet go now, buck, turn them loose, turn them loose, let them run. Cause then the people on the floor, beating out, raining and grooving. Buck dance rhythm, buck dance rhythm, buck dance rhythm. Yes, 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 oh.
We are back. You just heard a couple of awesome tracks there called Buck Dance Rhythm, Jumping at the Woodside, and Lavender Coffin, curated by your friends who are joining us here in the studio with the Queen's Swing Dance Club. We've got Greg Hicks alongside Laura Bernier. And now there was some mention of a really big event that you guys have coming up very soon for the club. Laura, can you take it away and tell us a little bit more about this event?
Yeah, so our Silver Jubilee is coming up. It's really exciting. I think it's for the 25th anniversary, but I think we're technically turning 26. We're kind of fudging some of the dates, and we're having a really big end-of-year celebration to celebrate the 25 years of the QSDC community and what great fun we have. It's Friday 28th and Saturday 29th, but mostly on the events around the 29th of March. And it's sort of a combination of different lessons and socials of different swing dance styles throughout the day. And sort of you can pick and choose what you want, but you can also just do all of them, and it's lots of fun.
Anything else to add to that, Greg?
Like Laura said, we're offering a few different things throughout the weekend. If you're like not sure what to try, the main sort of core event that I would recommend for people who are maybe interested in trying this out would be to come to the final dance on Saturday night. We'll have a live, a local jazz ensemble playing, Ed Thompson 6+1. There's nothing better than dancing to live jazz. That'll be at the Great Hall of St. George's Anglican Church. And I will be teaching as I said before, very ground up, totally basic introductory lesson in front of that. So if you want to come and try it out, even though it's our big end of the year event, we are still would be very happy to see people coming out for the first time for this.
Fun, super fun. And now how can people learn more about this big event and are there tickets available?
You can find more on our social media. We can find it on Facebook or Instagram, or on our website, queenswingclub.ca. Honestly, if you search swing dancing in Kingston, we're pretty much the only game in town, so you will find us. And we do have tickets on sale for that event. There is an early bird discount, so if you buy in advance, you get $5 off whatever particular ticket tier you buy at. But we will also be accepting people out the door as well if you don't get around to it before then.
Awesome. And now for this big event, too. So if students or community members also want to come out, is there something they can think about, too? Like we're talking about vintage dances and vintage era and vintage music. How should people come prepared, Laura?
Well, I don't think like you need to be like thinking too hard about like what you want to wear or anything. I mean, I do know there are people who do like dress up. I might do a little dressing up, but I think you can sort of come, as long as you bring like sensible dance shoes and like a good attitude, I'd be happy for anyone to come. And it's not even like, even though it's a partner dance, you don't have to bring a partner. We sort of switch around. So it's, I don't think there's a lot of like prep that people need to think about, particularly when they're coming to this event. I think as long as they're there to have a good time, I'm happy either way.
So there's also designated dancers then too. So if folks even just want to come by themselves, somebody, they'll find somebody to pair off with and be still able to dance.
Oh yeah. Well, maybe clarifying the structure. Like we don't, like there's no like fixed dance partners either in our lessons or in our social dances. You just ask people to dance. And I'd like to think we've done a pretty good job of making our community pretty welcoming. So if you're new and people go, hey, that's a new person, you will most likely get asked to dance. There's none of that. Yeah, no need to worry about it. We will make sure you get to dance if you want to dance.
Nobody's going to have to be a wallflower.
Nope.
Awesome. That's what we like to hear. Amazing. All right. So we have a few more songs before we close out our show. We've got Mo Better Blues by Gordon Webster, who I understand has some kind of connection to the Queens Swing Dance Club. Laura, do you want to tell us about that or Greg?
Yeah, I want to take this one. I put this on the list. So I should probably take it. Yeah, actually, this is a great segue from what we're talking about before about the vintage element. So when we say vintage, we're talking about swing dancing. We're trying to reference the fact that the origins go pretty far back and that we're, I think, as indicated by the fact that I think every song we've given you so far is a recording more than 60 years old. But like just because swing dancing has origins in the past, we don't think of it as a pure, like we're not thinking about this the same way you might go to a Ren fair. We're not here to like put on the history as a costume. I show up to dances in t-shirts and shorts because that's what's comfortable for me to dance in. So some of the global swing dancing community is still very active and alive, and I think still like changing and growing and progressing like any contemporary dance style would. And to that point, there actually are a lot of contemporary musicians who cater specifically to the swing dance community. So this one, this guy here, Gordon Webster, I've heard him described as the Taylor Swift of swing dance musicians. He gets invited to festivals and events all around the world. But he's from this broad geographical area, I guess you could say. And he played his first ever dance gig for the Queens Swing Dancing Club back in 1999 when they first started. So we're not hesitant to bring up our connection to Mr. Webster because he's kind of a big deal.
Amazing. All right, so we're going to listen to Mo Better Blues by Gordon Webster. And then we've got Shiny Stockings by Ella Fitzgerald with Count Basie. Laura, do you want to talk about that one? It seems to be a club favorite.
Yeah, well, like I really like it. And I feel like whenever we have different DJs, it always seems to be a consistent one that like always comes on. Yeah, it's also, we also again use it as like a warm-up song because it's sort of a nice, easy, sort of breezy song. And also the two artists on it, Count Basie and Ella Fitzgerald, both of them are such talented musicians. And again, within the context of QSCC, we like to talk about the origins of swing dance and how it came out of like the Harlem Renaissance and sort of Black American culture and how we treat that with like respect within that context. One metaphor that I know I like to use is to think of it as being a guest in someone else's house where you're allowed to have a good time, but you should still be respectful, you know, use a coaster, take your shoes off sort of thing. But this song is so much fun. And I know everyone, whenever the song comes on, they really like it.
Amazing. All right. So let's listen in now and get your dancing shoes on, folks. If you're at home, maybe not in your car if you're driving, but listen to Bo Better Blues by Gordon Webster, followed by Ella Fitzgerald and Count Basie with Shiny Stockings right now, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
shiny stockings that I wear when I'm with you. I wear 'cause you told me that you dig that crazy hue. Do we think of romance when we go to a dance? Oh no, you take a glance at those shiny stockings. Then came along some chick with great big stockings too. When you changed your mind about me, why, I never knew. I guess I'll have to find a new kind. A guy who digs my shiny stockings too. Stockings too. When you changed your mind about me, why, I never knew. I guess I'll have to find a new kind. A guy who digs my shiny stockings too.
We are back. You just heard some great stuff by Ella Fitzgerald with Count Basie. That song was called Shiny Stockings, as well as Mo' Better Blues by Gordon Webster. We are in the studio space with the Queens Swing Dance Club. We are talking with Greg Hicks and Laura Bernier, who are representing their club today during today's club takeover. Thank you again for joining us, folks. We got a little bit more time. And very important stuff. I'd love to hear more from you about how not only students, but also community members can get involved and why they should do so. Greg.
I guess sort of as a personal anecdote, as I mentioned, I started doing swing dancing when I was in grad school. And without getting into too many details, it was a harder time for me. I was sort of struggling like socially and personally in a lot of different ways. And having something to come to every week where I was exercising, I was meeting people, I was part of a community, was really, really valuable. So beyond just being like fun from like a creative perspective or from in terms of getting exercise, I think it's just like, I'm really proud of how our community has become this, common meeting place and point of connection for a really diverse range of people in the community, including both students, Queen staff, and a whole lot of other people who are not directly affiliated with the university.
Laura, I'd like to hear your thoughts on community members and students getting involved with the club.
Yeah, I mean, it's, again, really amazing. At the beginning of each sort of school semester, we usually have a free lesson to sort of get people interested, either people just coming to Queens and needing an activity, and then in January, when people, you know, come in with New Year's resolutions and we and they want to try something new. So that's always fun, especially those first months, even though they're quite busy. It's always sort of fun seeing all the different kinds of people. And again, I like the range. It's sort of nice to have different points of connection. Like currently I'm an undergrad, but there's a lot of grad students in the club. So I often go over and annoy them about questions about the grad school experience. And sort of, I now have a lot of insight that I think some people don't necessarily get when they come to grad school. So I really appreciate that.
And now, importantly too, how can people find the Queens Swing Dance Club, learn more about it, and also, of course, sign up?
Yeah, so I think I might have misquoted our URL earlier. So our website is your best bet to get everything in one spot. That's queenssdc.ca. Once again, if you just Google Swing Dancing Kingston, you'll get us. You can follow us on all the major social media platforms. We keep, if you're not a socially media inclined person, we do keep maintain an up-to-date event calendar on our website. If you go to our website, you can also find a link to our community Discord server, which, where people will also share a lot of other, related events happening in the area. We also have an email newsletter you can show up, sign up for. But I want to be really, really, really specific, really, really clear about, whether people need to sign up in advance. We do have memberships for the year that give you or kind of like a cover the expense of the lessons throughout the year, but you do not need to sign up or become a formal member to participate. I know I've said it, I think, twice now, and I will say it again. You can just show up. Please just show up. We want you to just show up on a Monday before the lesson, ideally. Don't show up halfway through the lesson. That's doesn't work as well.
Indeed. Laura, okay, so now over to you. We have one more song before we close. "Tain't What You Do, It's the Way You Do It" by Jimmy Lunceford. Tell us about what this song is about. It's a shim sham song. I've never heard that term before. What is shim sham? And tell us about this song.
Yeah, okay, so I chose the song as the ending. It's, first of all, it's just a really fun song, but the shim sham is kind of a mob dance that the Queen Swing Dance Club does. I believe it was made by Frankie Manning when he said during the revival of swing dance. And sort of basically, it's kind of a choreographed dance with different vernacular jazz movements, sort of strung in order to like the song. But then when the entire club does it, there's like a really great energy where everyone's sort of working together. And there's like a range of people who are quite good at it and people who don't know what's going on. And it's sort of a fun little collaborative thing that everyone can get on together. But also like the message of the song is kind of embodies the idea of swing dance, where it's like, it's not what you do, but it's like how you do it. If you do it with like enough flair and confidence, you can sort of get away with anything.
So anything else to add before we close, folks? Greg?
Again, I'll say it a fourth time. I'll break the rule of comedy and I'll just really go like hammer this home. Like you're probably, if you're sitting there going, ah, but when he says we want you to show up, he meant some other person. No, please come. And oh, actually, here's another thing to add. Sometimes we talk about partner dancing to vintage music. People maybe, there's some unspoken baggage that maybe sometimes comes with that regarding gender norms. I want to make it also really like super, super clear. We are, we love our vintage aesthetic. We are not, we do not have vintage values. We do not expect people to dance a particular role or for particular people because of their gender expression or their sexuality or their age or anything. We strongly encourage people to learn how to lead, to learn how to follow, and to try dancing with everybody. It makes for a much better vibe and it means you're less likely to get stuck waiting for a partner because you're being particular.
Thank you so much for that. Laura, anything else to add?
Yeah, no, I completely agree with Greg. Like, it's a great point. It's like, especially if you want something social to do, but you're not 100% sure, like when I came to Queens, I didn't really know what I wanted to do at all. And it's sort of like, now this club and like Monday lessons have been sort of a staple. They're like, it's my one thing I look forward to every week. And I I think that applies to a lot of people who come to swing dance, and I would be happy for more people to come and have the same experience. So please come, even though it's in the end of the school year. If you can't come this school year, come next school year. I think we have a few sort of things kicking around in the summer, but they're not really QSDC things. They're more just fun swing dance.
No, we'll probably don't quote us on that. We probably will have some. We'll likely have something in the summer.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, follow our social media. We'll let you know. We there will be swing dancing in the summer.
Awesome. All righty. So, folks, we have been chatting with Greg Hicks and Laura Bernier of the Queens Swing Dance Club all about their fun club activities. And, Greg, remind us about the big event and when it is.
March 28th and 29th, but the main show will be the evening of March 29th. Doors open at 6:30. Lesson starts around 7. Band goes on at 8. Full 3-hour concert with 3 sets and breaks. It'll be a hoot.
All right. So sounds like a great time. Have a lot of fun at that event. And thank you so much for joining us here on CFRC during our club takeover. Appreciate your time, folks.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you. It was lots of fun.
How we see the world, which is that everybody is made up of lots and lots of different personalities, fantasies, attitudes, and that a multi-personality is in fact the reality, not the I personality, and that where those two things meet is the position that we're trying to work at, to break people across from seeing themselves as one-dimensional and having no potential, to seeing themselves as being almost anything they want to be, and that those different things don't have to always agree in the usual accepted way.
No Static, every Monday from 6 to 8 on CNN.